This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. As a choreographer, Stacey Pearl thinks primarily in terms of form and movement. But while her medium is visual and underscored with sound, she draws her inspiration from literature.
I use my dance work as an excuse to dig deeper into my literary interest. So, for instance, our last project was called Octavia. It was for Octavia Butler, who is a science fiction writer. I love science fiction and magical realism. Octavia Butler deals with a lot of different ideas, such as parasites and symbiotic relationships and shape-shifting. And so we took those things and dealt with them in a broader sense, as opposed to just dealing with the storylines. And we've been pretty successful in that our audience is pretty consistent picking up what we're demonstrating without having to act it out in a theatrical way. We take the language of word and we translate it into our language of movement. But I always manage to do projects where I get to put in the reading that I want to do. So that's how I get my leisure reading in, by making projects about my leisure reading. Right now I'm reading Touré's Who's Afraid of Post-Blackness? And it started out as leisure at one point, but then we decided to do a project based on it. And I'm not finished with this work yet. I'm probably right in the middle of it. But it's been very interesting, and it's a very personal thing for me, because I think for a lot of people, their identity as a Black person comes into question, especially for artists.
Is there a particular passage or example from the book that resonates with you personally?
Sure. Touré writes, "Many of the visual artists I talked to spoke of the liberating value in tossing off the immense burden of race-wide representation. The idea that everything they do must speak to or for or about the entire race. In dance, there's a very specific Black dance thing that happens. If you're not doing specifically traditionally Black work or African-inspired work, then it's questioned. And it used to kind of upset me just because I was excluded from certain things, but it doesn't upset me anymore. And I let that be somebody else's problem. I am an artist. I am a Black woman. There's no getting around it.
You mentioned you read a lot of science fiction, magical realism.
Mm-hmm.
Any favorites in that area?
Ben Akri, Nigerian writer.
Okay.
And Garcia Marquez. The first of those books for me that I read was 100 Years of Solitude, Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Mm-hmm. And that just turned me on. That's when I went on to Ben Akri after that. And what I like about these books is that they have a way, and including Octavia Butler, of meshing reality with fantasy to a point where you sometimes can't tell where one begins and the other ends. Even Alice Walker has a couple of books that do that kind of thing. Her Temple of My Familiar was one. I started it because my mom said I should read it, and I just wasn't feeling it at first. And then I had a close friend who said, "You have to read this book." He thought it was like his Bible. He's like, "You have to read this." So I struggled through the first chapter that I had a hard time with. And then that was it. I was just in love with the book. And I read it two more times.
Well, Stacey, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Stacey Pearl is founding artistic director of the Stacey Pearl Dance Project, based at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. That's where you can catch On Being, an exploration of post-Blackness through dance, in February. Details at kelly-strayhorn.org. Lots more book picks and past episodes of this program can be found at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes. There you'll also find a form where you can post your own recommendations for possible inclusion in a future broadcast. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.